Okay, and so now we're going to move to teacher certification. And Sarah Sprouse, Assistant State Superintendent for that division, will present the request for validation of some of the Praxis scores.
Welcome.
Good afternoon. I got that one right because it was supposed to be morning. If you give me just a second.
I take that personally.
We're very patient people.
I get it.
Tab H to the board.
My bad.
I know I got the first question correct. So, good afternoon, Mr. Smerek, Dr. Finn, and members of the State Board. I know that we are running very behind, so I don't want to belabor this. I'm here today, as you saw in your packet, to ask for the approval of the new English to speakers of other language teacher assessment test. And the second piece, it's actually trifold, is to continue to allow us to use the Praxis subject assessments for early childhood education and computer science. As you all know, the Maryland State Department of Education has required content knowledge tests to assess whether or not our teachers are ready to go into the classroom. ETS, or Educational Testing Services, revises their tests, most tests on a five-year basis, and creates new tests based on needs. And as I have shared with you in previous presentations, that process through the Educational Testing Service conducts multi-state standard setting studies for each test. Panelists are selected from states that use the test. The cut scores from the two panels are averaged and converted to a scale score, and it becomes the recommended qualifying score published by ETS. So as I indicated, the first test that we're here to talk about is the English as a Second Language, or English to Speakers of Other Languages, and programs PK through grade 12. This is actually a test that has been recently regenerated by the Educational Testing Services. There was a multi-state standard setting panel that was conducted in December of 2015. 24 states, Guam, and the United States Virgin Islands. There were 41 panelists. Maryland was absolutely represented with a higher education representative in a local school system. The recommended passing score, as you will see, is 155, and 17 out of the 23 states that are using this are using 155 as the qualifying score. As you'll see, there are other scores being used. Five states are using a lower score. One state used a higher score. Of those five states using a lower score of 149, that's one standard error of measurement, and that some of the states have chosen a lower score because they have legislation saying it has to be a certain percentage higher. What we're asking for, and I should have said that before I click the slide, is for you to adopt the test at the 155 recommended rate. I can share with you, because this test has been in place, Maryland has already had some of our educators take the test, and we, in the 2016-17 school year, on the new test that we're asking to be adopted, we had 8 Marylanders take the test. We had 100% test pass rate, which is above the national average. The national average, I believe, was 97%. The second test is the early childhood test. That test you adopted back in 2000, or the board during the 2015 year, adopted the early childhood test. We are here again today to ask for the continuation of that test because at the time in 2015, the board asked us to come back in 2 years to get re-acceptance of the test and the recommended passing cut score, which is 156. And the last test is the computer science test, which also was adopted back in 2015. Again, at that time, we were asked to come back in 2 years to determine if Maryland were to continue using the computer science test with a recommended passing score of 171. I can tell you the computer science test, as I shared in 2015, is currently under review by ETS because there are significant issues with the computer science test being related to today's society. As you may recall, in 2015, we made the decision, or the board made the decision, to adopt the test because there were many individuals wishing to add the test as an endorsement to their certificate through the testing requirement, and this allowed us to increase the number of computer science teachers for the state of Maryland. So again, today it's a threefold request. One, to approve the new ESOL Praxis test with a qualifying score of 155. Continue the use of the Early Childhood Education Praxis test with a score of 156. And the qualifying score for Computer Science Continuation of 171. Whoops.
Questions? Dr. Steiner.
I'm going to win the prize for by far the least popular person in the universe.
garden party.
Yeah. When Massachusetts in 1993, and I was by far the most junior person on the team carrying the coffee, looked at these kinds of pass rates, which have not changed. They've always been between 95 and 99%. The state took a decision to introduce a serious assessment for its teachers. In the first year, the fail rate was about 45%. Over a number of years, it rose to about 70%, still far, far more rigorous than any of these praxis cut scores. The folks who put that in place, David Driscoll, Sandy Stotsky, John Silber, to the end of John Silber's days, and thank goodness to the existing days of the other two, including a book from Sandra Stotsky, of all the things that Massachusetts did, those leaders will tell you that making a tough teacher test was the single most important reform that Massachusetts engaged in. You all know that for the last quarter century, Massachusetts has been ranked as the most successful school system in the country. The pass rates on praxis are a joke for a state that is serious about teacher quality. We are all worried about teacher shortages, though there's often more rhetoric there, frankly, than there is reality if you dig into the data. But the answer is not to remove standards. The answer is to make the profession more attractive with real career ladders and professional development opportunities. And in fact, we have evidence in Massachusetts that in raising the standards after a very temporary dip, there was an increase in the attractiveness of the profession because people understood it was high quality. So I will vote against this because I think it's time for the state to adopt a serious review of all of its assessments for teachers. It should be, in my judgment, adopting something like the EdTPA, which is a performance-based assessment. After all, teaching is standing there and working with students. It's not a paper and pencil operation. But to pretend that these assessments at these cut scores are providing us with truly prepared teachers just doesn't withstand scrutiny.
Go ahead.
No, please.
I'll probably do an opposing view, so go ahead.
Well, I'd like to know, because I agree with Dr. Steiner's judgment about praxis. I'd like to know, when can we, as a board, have a comprehensive review of teacher certification requirements and expectations in Maryland?
October.
Next month.
Yes, that's when Sarah's group will be done their work and research, and the board will have a report at that time.
We should hold off on this.
So why are we taking this action today out of context?
You want to explain the time crunch?
We are here today. There's a couple things that need to happen. So as Dr. Salmon said, I'll be here in October to share the recommendations from the Senate Bill 493 Work Group, or the Teacher Induction, Retention, and Advancement Act of 2016. Inclusive in those recommendations are changes that are recommended for teacher preparation programs and the standards that guide teacher preparation programs, recommended changes to certification regulations, specifically to some of our higher need areas. There are recommendations regarding incentives and professional development and induction for first through third year teachers. We're here today because we currently have a system in place and a set of regulations that require teacher certification tests as a part of the certification process. The only part of the entire certification process that cannot be waived by regulation are the certification tests. The ESOL test that I spoke of first is currently an outdated test, and we are the only state currently using the ESOL test, so we need to move to a new test to certify our ESOL test, our ESOL teachers. The second two tests, early childhood education and the computer science, 2 years ago this month by one day, we were here to ask for adoption and setting of test scores, of which they were approved for use for 2 years. So here I am today with a current certification system, 2 years and a day, asking for those two to be continued so we can continue to certify teachers throughout the state of Maryland. As you know, the ESOL teacher area is a teacher shortage area in Maryland, as is computer science. Early childhood is not at this time, but it was one that we've been watching.
You say that that's the only area that cannot be waived by regulation is the use of tests. Mm-hmm. Is that because it's statutory?
It's in regulation.
It's your own reg.
It's our own reg.
Your own regulation.
So we can change.
Then why can't it be waived by regulation?
The regulation itself says that you cannot waive either the superintendent or that cannot waive the test.
Correct.
Requirement.
You cannot issue a waiver for it.
Issue a waiver for
it. But the requirement that a test must be part of teacher certification, is that a regulation or a statute?
It's a regulation.
A regulation?
So we can't issue waivers to this regulation, but we could alter the regulation.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Itself. And does our current regulation specify praxis? Or does it say a teacher certification test?
It does not indicate a specific teacher certification test.
Well, I'm proposing a comprehensive review, obviously, is what I'm proposing. In the meantime, if you need a, you know, sort of 2 month extension of these scores so that nobody gets messed up in the interim, sure.
Well, and I just want to say with all due respect, I think it's more than a 2 month process. If we're going to undergo an entire regulatory overhaul of the regulations, which is something to be discussed in October and not something that hasn't been discussed internally, but if we are to look at that complete process, the regulatory process, as Liz said earlier today, is an 8 to 9 month process. And I need to remind this board that that's for a regulation that only comes to the state board. Certification and teacher preparation regulations are shared responsibility with the Professional Standards Teacher Education Board. So any regulatory changes that we want to move forward with, whether they are initiated by the state board or the Professional Standards Board, they have to go through both boards as well as public comment. So it is lengthened, typically by at least 2 months, because it's got to go from one board to the other board for both for both permission to publish and then for adoption, pending both boards meet subsequently.
Well, I wasn't necessarily serious about the 2 month.
Okay.
But an interim extension while we undertake a comprehensive review, I think, would be tolerable.
I think that would be fine.
Absolutely.
It would make sense because we're going to have a big discussion about what we want to change next month anyway. But while we're going there, we still need to go through the work that we do every day in terms of reviewing credentials and getting our teachers out there. So,
well, since we're doing that, because I am agreeing with Chester to get more information, but I just wanted to push back on the praxis is not a joke to take. I know people who have studied really hard to pass this test, and long time ago before it was called the practice, I had to take that test, and it was no joke. And so we do respect the profession, but I do think, I agree with Chester, we need to sit back and look at some more things like reading as a testing for teachers, or something along that line. We're just concerned of making sure that our teachers are equipped to teach our kids to be ready to succeed in life.
On the standards that we're using.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't agree with you more that we need to make sure that we're putting the best, most prepared teachers in front of our classrooms, and that's what the work has been looking at. It also reflects the work that the Kerwin Commission has been doing also, and the work of ESSA, and we hope that those all align so that we can make those changes.
Okay, we need to wrap up soon, but Dr. Guyton.
Okay, just because I respect and admire him so much, I'm happy to say that I actually agree with Dr. Steiner for once today. I think it's irresponsible for us to keep pushing for students to have higher test scores and higher accountability without also raising the standards for our teachers. And I'm really uncomfortable with early childhood education praxis tests where everyone got 100%. I think we can do so much better than that. So I'm not really sure which way to go with this, but I definitely would like to see higher standards than that.
Let me just quickly put it in perspective. I ask everyone in this room how you would feel if the pass rate on the medical boards across the United States was 97.5%.
No more surgery.
Okay, so Dr. Salmon, what do you think the best path?
So I'm thinking that if we could have a motion that we could extend these qualifying scores up until the time the board has a chance to review and make regulatory changes, then that would be sufficient.
Okay.
Liz, is that okay?
You mean to additional tests?
Well, the review is going to be more comprehensive than these three subjects.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, this is only three of teacher certification tests. There's a multi-page list of teacher certification tests.
Okay, does someone want to make a motion then along the lines that Dr. Salmon recommended? So there's going to be a big review, but in the meanwhile, we got to keep the trains running.
Mm-hmm. My only caution to what Dr. Salmon said, and I agree with it certainly in principle, is that amounts to really an open-ended deadline because it's until such time as the board considers. I would like to see the board say we will extend these for 1 year. And if a year from now we haven't had that discussion or needing to reapprove them, we'll create another discussion.
And I'm hopeful it's less than that, but that's probably a very good idea. It's a good motion if everyone will
second it.
Second it.
Right. Second it.
Is that a motion?
That's my motion.
Okay. Seconded. Any further discussion? No. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
No.
Dr. Steiner, any abstentions? Okay, great. Thank you.